Chapter 6, Medical Support During Multinational Operations. This chapter begins by discussing multinational considerations for medical support. It continues by discussing Army health system support and functions, medical planning, and health threat assessment. This chapter then discusses medical support policies and issues, medical countermeasures, and standards of care. Lastly, this chapter provides considerations for commanders and staffs. Multinational considerations for medical support. The multinational force commander ensures that forces deliver medical care rapidly, effectively, and efficiently without interfering with the multinational force mission. Medical care is a national responsibility. The command assesses medical support requirements and capabilities both quantitatively and qualitatively and provides guidance to enhance the effectiveness of medical support through shared use of assets. Any medical services that a nation cannot provide requires coverage by agreements between national governments of the nations and the multinational force. This agreement requires coordinating all medical assets, providing a detailed support plan, and performing effective liaison among senior medical officers of each nation. The multinational command surgeon plans, coordinates, and synchronizes the medical support plan based on actual capabilities of troop-contributing nations with standing medical agreements among the troop-contributing nations. The concept of one nation's forces being treated by another nation's medical personnel or in another nation's medical treatment facilities should be achievable. Army health system support to multinational operations. Military medical operations are typically joint in nature and often conducted with the armed forces of two or more partner nations. Army medical units may be tasked to conduct multinational operations in pursuit of common objectives. Each multinational operation is unique. Key considerations involved in planning and executing these types of operations vary with the international situation and perspectives, motives, and values of the organization's members. Partner nations are primarily responsible for providing medical support to their forces. Nations can also transfer responsibility for this support through agreements with other nations or the appropriate multinational planning staffs and multinational force commanders. Due to differences in medical standards, national sensitivities, customs, and training, the United States relies on national resources to provide joint health services to the maximum extent. Refer to FM 4-02 for more information on the Army health system. Refer to JP 4-02 and JP 3-16 for information on health services. Army health system functions. Army health system support includes both the health service support and force health protection missions, as well as the capabilities in each of the 10 medical functions. The 10 medical functions are medical treatment, organic and area support, hospitalization, dental services, medical logistics, including blood management, medical evacuation, including medical regulating, combat and operational stress control, veterinary services, force health protection, laboratory services, and medical C2. The medical C2 function integrates, coordinates, and synchronizes the other 9 functions into operation plans and operation orders. Army medical units from each of the 10 medical functions may support multinational operations to ensure the highest standard of care to wounded or ill service members. The Army Medical Command Deployment Support, known as MedCom-DS, is the theater medical command responsible for C2 integration, synchronization, and execution of Army health system support throughout the area of responsibility. The Army Medical Command is assigned to the Army Service Component Command and works with the Theater Army Surgeon, Multinational Force Surgeon, and Surgeon Cells at each echelon. Together, they provide the continual planning, coordination, and synchronization necessary to reduce health risks, evacuate casualties, provide medical care, and return personnel as appropriate to the fight. The Army Medical Command integrates and synchronizes all Army health system operations and provides C2 through its subordinate medical brigades, medical battalions, multifunctional, and Army medical units providing health service support and force health protection to the deployed force. Refer to FM 4-02 for a detailed description of the Army health system and the deployable Army medical units that may be tasked to provide this support. During multinational operations, the command clearly defines applicable directives, command, and support relationships for providing medical support. The authority creating the multinational force issues these directives to each national component commander. The national component commander delegates operational, technical control of national medical support resources to the senior medical officer to help coordinate resources in the theater of operations. It may not be possible to establish C2 over all participants. Some nations have constraints that limit how much command authority a multinational or national commander can exercise over their forces. Command in its formal sense does not exist, and a system of cooperation exists in its place. During operations, the responsibilities of the commander or surgeon at each level include advising the commander on the health of the command, informing the commander and staff on matters affecting the delivery of health care, developing, preparing, coordinating, and monitoring medical support policy and procedures with commanders of National Health Service units, exploiting medical intelligence data and information derived from national and other service sources, monitoring the activities of medical support assets assigned to their command, providing recommendations to minimize health risk to personnel, providing medical education and training. The commander and the senior medical officer of each nation understand the legal limits of using non-national medical treatment facilities and supplies, especially blood, by their nation's forces. Exchanging blood between nations is a sensitive issue and requires early coordination. Mutual medical support complies with existing legal directives. During multinational planning, medical staffs address coordination for any lead nation, role specialization, or the acquisition and cross-servicing agreement authority. Casualty evacuation, especially outside the AO, and using non-national medical treatment facilities requires careful planning and an agreement. Even using locally sourced medical materiel, such as regionally unique antivenins, are subject to individual national statutory and regulatory standards. Medical planning. Medical planning occurs at all levels. Medical planning develops a system that provides the best possible use of medical support resources in each situation. Considerations include the operational situation, commander's overall mission, and medical threat information, including endemic diseases and climate appropriate to the theater of operations. Planners and commanders identify issues specific to the operation and consider these issues in planning. Refer to ATP 4-02.55 for detailed information on Army Health System support planning. The following factors are critical aspects of medical planning: mission and type of operation, operation concept or plan, anticipated duration of the operation, theater evacuation policy, selection and consideration of the medical support plan, health threat assessment, including medical countermeasures, health surveillance, casualty estimates provided by the G1 or S1, provision of patient estimates by the staff and effects on healthcare delivery, availability of and limitations on resources, availability of and access to host nation facilities, C2 requirements and limitations, medical management of seaborne casualties, health threat assessment. The health threat assessment is a composite of several conditions: ongoing or potential enemy actions, adverse environmental, occupational, and geographic and meteorological conditions, endemic diseases, the use of seaborne weapons or accidental release of seaborne substances, specific training and equipment requirements for environment, such as altitude or extreme cold weather. Each of these conditions has the potential to affect the short or long-term health, including psychological impact, of personnel. The health threat assessment can preserve the effectiveness of the multinational force by mitigating wounds, injuries, diseases, and psychological stressors. Medical support policies and issues. The multinational force surgeon establishes medical support policies to cover medical support in multinational operations. The multinational force surgeon establishes policies with medical officers of troop contributing nations. The multinational force policy and coordination should include medical care eligibility for non-combatants, contractors, dislocated persons, dislocated civilians, and indigenous civilians, plus appropriate reimbursement for nations. Medical support coordination provided to or received from a multinational force or other friendly nations, including using host nation facilities. A mass casualty response plan, including options for limited resource challenges. liaison establishment with each nation's surgeon, medical regulations to include evacuating patients to non-national medical treatment facilities, policies on medical countermeasures and vaccinations, policies on exchanging medical equipment accompanying patients, policies on transferring a patient from one nation's medical evacuation system to another, a mechanism for returning patients to their parent nations after medical treatment in another nation's medical treatment facility, medical support to detainee operations and facilities, medical support for seaborne patients, an established policy for handling contaminated remains for both temporary storage and transport, policies for mortuary affairs, an established evacuation system for the theater of operations, including a theater's holding and evacuation policy, mission responsibility, and evacuation control system, a requirement for medical reports, including format, content, and frequency, clinical documentation, policy format, and the exchange of clinical records that include the following: medical records of the clinical condition with treatment of each patient so that continuing treatment in relation to past events and post-deployment actions, information to notify the patient's next of kin, information to units for preparing personnel strength returns, statistical data for planning purposes and historical records, materials for medical research, translation of foreign care records, information to track patients whose whereabouts are unknown, policies on blood supply source, screening standards, storage, and use, policies on pharmaceutical source, acceptance standards, storage, and use, policies on collecting, sharing, exchanging, and archiving occupational and environmental health surveillance data and reports. Data and reports include air, soil, and water sampling results, individual or group exposure results, any other environmental sampling, medical countermeasures. Historically, disease and non-battle injuries have rendered more soldiers' combat ineffective than actual operations casualties. The 2019 coronavirus, known as COVID-19 pandemic, highlighted the impact an infectious disease can have on operations. Medical countermeasures can reduce disease and non-battle injuries. The capability to assess the soldier's health continuously and improve soldier sustainability is required to protect the force. The following medical countermeasures ensure effective force medical protection. Continuous health surveillance. Medical countermeasures, disease prevention, and immunization policies approved by the multinational force commander and implemented by all troop contributing nations. Standards of care. The multinational medical support ensures continuity of patient management at a standard acceptable to all nations. Achieving the desired degree of patient management depends on the successful interoperability of treatment principles and clinical policies. As a national responsibility executed under national standards of care and practice, each nation sets medical policy for its soldiers. As such, multinational commanders cannot direct a sovereign nation's armed forces to adopt a different standard for the sake of uniformity across their command. Patient management is a continuous part of medical care that attends to the clinical needs of a patient during competition or conflict. While optimal patient management is never compromised unless dictated by the operational situation, it is also a balance of many conflicting factors. These factors include the following: treatment, evacuation, resources, environmental, and operational conditions. Dental support is arranged in levels, reflecting an increase in capability at each succeeding level. The functions of each lower level of dental support are contained within the capabilities of each higher level. A preventive dentistry program is provided in the theater of operations. Considerations. Commanders and staffs participating in multinational operations consider and answer the questions in the following paragraphs with respect to medical support. Medical command and control. Commanders and staffs answer the following medical C2 questions with respect to medical support. How experienced are the commander, surgeon, and staff? Are the medical command relationships clearly defined? Are there adequate arrangements for coordination and liaison among medical elements, including translation of foreign care records? Has a command surgeon been appointed? Are there health services representatives on the assessment team? Have troop contributing nations provided staff or a liaison to the multinational force surgeon? Medical support planning considerations. Commanders and staffs answer the following medical support planning considerations questions with respect to medical support planning. Does the health service support plan conform to the operation and administrative plans? Is the allocation of medical evacuation capabilities synchronized with the placement of medical treatment facilities to sustain proximity throughout the continuum of care? Does the support plan include flexibility for unseen contingencies, such as weapons of mass destruction? Are medical support assets sufficiently mobile to provide support to the force? Have the following medical protection issues been addressed? Health threat assessment, medical countermeasures and vaccination, health surveillance system. Who is eligible for treatment? Are mass casualty plans established and synchronized? When will limited resource triage be initiated? How will casualty evacuation be coordinated, dedicated, designated, and platform of opportunity? How will casualty numbers be reported and from whom? How will patients be accounted for during unregulated movement? Are there sufficient medical evacuation assets? Does the theater evacuation policy support available hospitalization, intra-theater, and inter-theater medical evacuation capabilities? What medical support reports will be available to the multinational force commander? What are the arrangements for force health protection measures? Are there adequate dental services available? What provisions exist for preventing, identifying, and managing combat and operational stress reactions? How will multinational forces obtain Class 8 supplies? How will medical equipment be repaired? What is the blood supply system? How are patient movement items managed? Does the support plan include provision of or access to limited critical medical equipment such as magnetic resonance imagery? Does the support plan identify any unusual soldier physical screening standards necessary for this operation? What are the medical support requirements for detainee operations and facilities?